We have a female prime minister, and I think that she feels that it is so important to her as a woman that she has to lead the campaign to get rid of violence. We'll never be rid of it, but at least to diminish it as much as possible.
That's good news. What is she doing specifically?
She has commissioned a committee which is chaired by me, and I have responsibility for gender affairs. And that committee, we have brought together all different groups from across the island that deal with issues regarding violence against women and girls. And we talk about non-governmental organizations, government organizations, the police, members of civil society, and the media. And we are looking at all the programs that we have in place now that deal with the problem of violence against women and girls. And we're looking at what are the duplications, what are the areas that we need to strengthen. And what we have had about 4 meetings since October. And what we have come up with is a short list of the 4 priority areas. And those 4 priority areas are public education and training, shelter, providing shelter for women and girls who are victims, sustainable livelihood, because you know that most women who are caught up in the cycle of violence, they don't have an income, and some of them are very dependent on the men who abuse them, and institutional strengthening. And we can't leave out the boys too, because some of these boys in homes where there is abuse, they have to deal with it. And unfortunately, because the cycle continues, they become the abusers in their later years.
As you say, the cycle is passed down from generation to generation.
Absolutely.
Would you say that there is something that boys and girls learn or are taught that may perpetuate violence against women?
Well, when they see it, they believe that it is the norm. I've heard stories of boys in prep school and they hit the girls, and a friend told me a story of a very expensive prep school that her daughter went to, and they had to call in the parents because a little boy in the class said to the teacher, "Hit her like how my daddy hits my mother." And they realized that there was a problem at home, and so they had to call in all the parents to talk to them. So it can be a learned behavior. I think for the most part it is. And if from the very young age we teach them about respect of each other, not just respect of women, but respect for each other, I think we can break that cycle, or we can diminish it in a very significant way.